Welcome to Dare to Dream's special episode of Podcast on Purpose. I'm Rob Rowe, your guest intro host for a very special episode of the Dare to Dream podcast. Recorded on location in San Diego, California at the New Media Summit, several icons of influence podcasters got together to talk about the amazing summit we were all attending, what we're seeing in podcasting, and what we all love about it. This icon posse is comprised of Melanie Benson, Kim Seltzer, Debbie Dashinger, Deborah Kosowski, Michael Neely, Dr. Morgan Oakes, Debbie Adea, Lou Diamond, and a very special appearance by Holly Mignosi. Get ready to laugh, love, and learn what happens when you cram a whole slew of amazing podcasters in one room here on Dare to Dream's Podcast on Purpose. I just returned from a spectacular conference in San Diego called the New Media Summit, and we were creating a special episode from that very conference. The amazing Debbie Adea, one of the podcast icons of influence, invited us to appear on an apropos program called Podcast on Purpose. Debbie has given us permission to allow the Dare to Dream listener to hear the episode on this platform. So enjoy the special episode of Debbie Adea's Podcast on Purpose here on Dare to Dream.
Hello and welcome to Podcasters on Purpose. This is Debbie Adea, your host, and I am so excited to share this unplugged episode with you. I'm here at New Media Summit with some amazing icons of influence and podcasters, and we're going to be talking all about podcasting and new media tonight. So I'm just going to pass the microphone around and let some people introduce you to their show, coming over with Debbie Dashinger from Dare to Dream.
Hey, everybody. This is Debbie Dashinger. I'm sitting in a room full of amazingly beautiful people, and we just had a sumptuous meal, and we thought we'd come to you live. My show is called Dare to Dream. I hope you'll find me, Dare to Dream, Debbie Dashinger. Go to my website, DebbieDashinger.com. And we did think about subtitling the show, and I'll let Morgan say what the subtitle was going to be.
What happens and gets said in Podcastville stays in Podcastville. The subtitle will not be shared by me. This is Dr. Morgan Oakes, host of the Intuitive Wisdom for Modern Transformation podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Really grateful to be a part of this and moving down the line.
Hi, this is Kim Seltzer with the Charisma Quotient. It's how to build confidence, make connections, and find love. And there is lots of love in this room. And super excited to be a first-time icon at this amazing event with Steve Ulsher. So I will pass the mic and hear about the other people and spread the love.
I guess we're going this way. I'm very casual here on Facebook Live or whatever on. This is Lou Diamond from Thrive Loud and having a very fun time with a very fun people. I think we called it, it was six women and three men. You do the math. Okay. In one podcast. But we are here. We've been learning a tremendous amount. We've been hearing some unbelievable pitches from some pretty unbelievable guests. And everybody in this room is just kicking ass. So we just figured it would be better for all of us to get together. And we'll continue to spread the love here. We're going to go north of the border right now. We're going to Canada. And hold on. Stay tuned.
Hello, everyone. It's Deborah Kosowski here from the Millionaire Woman Show. Yes, I am the Canadian. So if you sense an accent, it's them, not me. We talk on my show about life, leadership, and business, and it's about living your life rich from the inside out. Passing it on.
I got some fancy hands off there. Hi, Melanie Benson, host of the Amplifier Success podcast. And first of all, this is always one of the funnest parts of the New Media Summit, getting to hang out with everybody. My podcast is about how to shatter limits and be able to amplify your impact, really expand your reach in business. And who are we got next?
Hey, Michael Neely here, your co-host for one of our shows called Something to Wine About. One of our fun shows.
He's whining about it right now.
I whine about everything. I'm also the host of Consciously Speaking and By This, Not That. My name is Michael Neely, and I'm excited to be here with Debbie.
So I have to say, these are some of my favorite people on the planet that we're hanging out with tonight, and they're amazing podcasters. So I just want to talk a little bit about podcasting and maybe go through with what's one of your major tips that you would give someone if they were podcasters that are wanting to kind of grow their show and their audience. Who wants to go first?
So, Melanie, no. No, you can't have a podcast and be shy. Well, I guess you can. So I think having a podcast is such an interesting platform these days, right? Because we think we're going to get our message out. It's out there. People are going to listen. It's like the, if I build it, they will come, and they don't. So a couple of things that we do that I think are really important. And I think Kim, we've talked about this one, is you got to think, like, how do you take that content and repurpose it somehow? So don't think it's one stream. Like, how can you get it out there multiple ways? So we make little videos, little like teaser videos, which are super cool. Those actually get shared about 12 times more than the episode themselves. So, you know, that's one way. I won't hog all the tips. I'll, you know, send it around. And then if you guys don't come up with them all, I'll come back. You'll call your
next. Well, I'll just riff on that. This is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream. And based on what Melanie said, I have to say, I actually got into videos myself because my radio station burned down and necessity, right? The mother of invention. I didn't know what to do. I was going to take time off. I thought, I've been doing this 12 years. Dear God, I could have 3 weeks to myself to not podcast. And then I looked at the list of who was coming on my show, and it had taken me over a year to book some of these names. And I decided I really wanted to do the show. So I flipped over to Zoom and YouTube. And unbeknownst to me, I just thought I was bridging the gap. What I didn't realize was that my YouTube channel was going to take off like Bananarama. So that's been really successful for me. And I have to say, because I always request that everybody cross-promote my show, that the names who have come on, they're some of the most gracious people, really. And of course, they have teams they can hand this off to and say, cross promote the show with Debbie. And they do such an amazing job. I've gotten so many listeners because of that. They'll tune into that one show with the influencer, with the name, and they'll keep listening and engaging. So that's been very big for me. I also have so many other ideas. So much like Melanie, I'll pass this on. And if you need fillers, I'm a good filler. I'm a fluffer.
Morgan Oakes, intuitive wisdom for modern transformation podcast here. And one of the things for me is, what is a conversation that you want to be having anyway? What's the conversation you have behind the scenes, in a living room, on the phone? Like, what really feeds you? And if all you're wanting is a conversation, do that piece. If not, find the way that it's going to bridge into your current business, where it's going to continue to funnel in, and make sure that it's in alignment so that you'll continue to want to be doing it. And then as far as how to do it, one thing that I hear a lot of different stories on is, oh, I don't want to be seen. I'm going to do this only based on audio, or different pieces that you would want. So just figure out who you are. For me, I like doing all my stuff live because I'm on stage. I don't get a chance for a second take. I don't get a chance to slow down. I keep going even if I have that frog stuck in my throat. And so for me, I do mine through Zoom as a Facebook Live. We get video, we get audio, we get immediately in the social media, and then I get to repurpose everything after that. So for me, I love video live. Other people, it's only audio, and it's, you know, they've got second chances, and you can do a lot more cuts. So find what works for you and just get going. Just get started. And moving on.
Hi, this is Kim Seltzer again with the Charisma Quotient. Of course, I'm going to talk about charisma when it comes to podcasting, because for me, it's not so much of what you know, it's how a person feels. And that's something that I think often is really amiss, because a lot of people come on and they get all prepared and they think about in their head what they're going to say. And to me, the best kind of podcasting is when it comes from the heart. So I'm all about authenticity and vulnerability, and like when you can really go there and be raw with conversation and elicit an emotion from somebody, those are the best podcasts. So, you know, for any of you, you know, kind of worried about, oh, I'm not big enough, I don't know enough, that to me isn't even as important in how you can feel with somebody. So, and that's how I built my business. I'm all about connections and, you know, having that personal connection with people. So if you are just starting out and you want to get your voice out, just connect. Really, you know, like how a person feels is what's important.
Hopefully I didn't turn that off there. I'll say, as it relates to being a host, and there is a skill in actually navigating an interview if you have an interview program. And one of the things that you'll find is, if you have a guest that is kind of scripted or you're trying to drive them in a certain direction, kind of call them out on it. I'll be like, all right, you know, all right, enough about the book. Let's talk about you, or let's dive into what you want to do. Because the reality is, your listeners want to connect with the guests and understand what they're really about. It's like that behind-the-scenes story. We always love those behind-the-scenes features on movies. Like, how did they really do that? Or what is that actor really like? It's the same thing on a podcast. We don't really want to focus so much on the topic of their book as much as we want to understand who they are who created the topic of the book, because that is what we care about. That's the story within the story. So as a host, for those that are listening that are hosts, try to make sure that you make that – authenticity is our word for today. So make the conversation authentic, and if you feel it's not, just address it right away and make sure you get in that direction.
Lou?
Yes.
And Ish.
Oh, and add Ish, yes. You'll be learning that all of us will be adding the ISH ending to just about every one of our things before we finish this broadcast.
Podcast-ish.
Yes, podcast. This is podcast-ish. This is studio-ish. This is sort of like air conditioning-ish because it's 100 degrees in this room. So to keep us a little cooler, I'm moving north of the border again, back to Canada.
Back to Canada with Deborah Kozowski with the Millionaire Woman Show. So one of the things I think people get hung up on is what are we going to talk about? And I really think it's great to go organic, that conversation, and just let the conversation flow. Recently, I interviewed someone and I put him on the spot. I said, he was a broadcaster, and I said, give me a broadcast. We're at a baseball game. Let her go. And he said, no one has ever asked him to do that. And he was live in the moment. We just had a blast. But to be able to move with your story, and because that's who you are versus hiding behind the story, because story is where people learn the relevance to them. Just want to throw in tools like Debbie was talking about. I personally use Zoom, and then I pop it into Movavi, which splits it into audio and video, which one goes to Blueberry, the other one goes to YouTube. So you can go over and subscribe on YouTube as well. But then you have content and sound bites that you can use in your social media, and then do a blog post, and there's content, and you can take it all together and make a book.
They have baseball in Canada?
They do!
what was the question again? I forgot the question.
It's all good. Just if someone wants to grow their show, if you have some tips for them, tech tips, whatever you want to share.
Yeah, sure. So if you want to grow your show, I mean, one of the most important things, as you may have heard many times, is word of mouth. And the thing that I teach people is, yes, that may be true, but you as the host have to have the biggest mouth. And so I suggest everywhere you go, you talk about your show, your waiter, waitress comes up to the table, you get them to subscribe, that you have to always, always, always be a host. And if you're a host, let's say you're throwing a party, everybody you meet you want to invite. So.
Or get magnets made and then put them all over.
Stick them on
the
elevators
hotel.
And refrigerators and hotels and on Debbie's mug. Debbie's got my sticker on
her
mug.
You're very creative. Melanie Benson, Amplifier Success Podcast. You know, another thing, and we've talked about this a lot today in New Media Summit, but I think it's really important to think about the guests that you're bringing on, because we all want to talk to our friends, and there's lots of cool people, and you can leverage the influence of influencers by inviting people who are going to share it and be very supportive to help drive more traffic back. And I think especially if you're just starting out, or maybe you're having a hard time getting traction with your podcast, think about like who could you interview that is generous and will put it into social media rotation, be an amazing guest, will help, you know, write a review for you. There's so much traction that we can get from other people who do this naturally. Like when I'm a guest on someone else's show, we put it into my social media rotation and it like goes out to my 20,000 plus Twitter followers for like years, right? And we put it into all of our social media, we put it into our e-zines, and you're going to say what you're doing now?
Well, no, but I keep seeing your posts of
an
episode.
I know, I keep sharing
you. Yeah, and I love it. I'm like, wow, she posted for it again.
Again. My aim is to be your number one podcast interview.
Yeah, and I think you might be.
Okay, good.
So along those lines, too, for tech tips, something new that I'm starting to do, which I think is kind of an interesting idea, I had all these Facebook groups and all of these pages, and it was driving me a little bit wonky. I couldn't get any traction in any one. So I collapsed them all. I have one page now, and I have two groups, one that's for my courses and one that's just for the podcast, the Pod Tribe, and the Pod Tribe VIP. And I'm starting to actually link that to my podcast. So I'm creating extra space for more interviews where people can be interviewed monthly inside of the Pod Tribe through Zoom webinar. And I have it configured so it saves for separate tracks, so I can use that for my podcast. And then I'm taking those and having a people's choice where we get to upvote the episode that's going to go onto the main show as a way of linking it into the show. And then on the show, I'm going to say, hey, if you liked this bonus content, come on over and join the Pod Tribe. So just as a way of like integrating all of the pieces that we have for what we're doing for visibility as well, I think is really great. And so I just want to kind of open it up and let this now be, you know, talking about everyone just kind of sharing and going and not making it an interview style. I want to just pick a topic where we can all kind of contribute in on. And one of the things I think is really interesting when you have an interview style podcast is the balance between you sharing your expertise and also really showcasing the guest. So I'd love you guys to weigh in on this topic. Anyone have any thoughts?
I want to start with a joke comic that I saw that was just so freaking funny that's related to what you're just asking, and that is it shows a guy stranded on an island, and he's like long beard growth, and he's obviously been there for a long time, and someone else shows up on the island. He comes running over. He goes, finally, someone to interview for my podcast. So freaking funny. So having guests on your show is amazing, and it's worth it. So if I get stranded on an island, I hope one of you gets stranded with me so I can interview you. Yeah.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay. I didn't want to cut you off. Melanie here. I think there's like an organic balance that comes naturally. And I think actually every one of my episodes is a little bit unique. And I actually know sometimes I have to work harder to pull stuff out of people. And then sometimes I don't have to say anything. And they're just, you know, they really command the space. But I like to kind of shoot for like 75, 80% them, 20, 25% me. And then when you think about putting like your ads and your call to action and things like that, you know, it brings it up. But I found that actually my listeners want more of me. And so I try to find this nice way of asking the right questions and like enhancing what my guest is saying without detracting from their expertise.
Yeah, I'll go here. I don't think it matters, I guess, the amount of, you know, guests should be talking so much or the host should be speaking so much. I actually like to think about it for those who've ever edited their own episodes, and you could see clear cut breaks. Guest is speaking, host is speaking, guest is speaking. If it's so spread out, a great interview, at the end, it's a conversation and they're almost speaking at the same time. And I feel the goal is you'll start out very separate, and then by the end, you've created a whole conversation that makes it seem like there's more chemistry going on. So the best interviews are the ones where you can't even tell who's speaking over the other. If you have good systems, make sure you have two different tracks. But that, to me, is where you know the interview's gone well. I could look at an interview now after editing so much and be like, this was a great conversation. I could tell because there's so much interaction between the two. Just an observation.
One of the things when I think about the guests that are coming on the show, I think about, do I have a story that I could share about myself personally so they get to know me, not only as an expert in my field, but know me personally. So I had a lady who was teaching speed work that she was an Olympic athlete or trained for an Olympic athlete. Now she teaches kids the house of speed, track training and just speed work. And I was training for a marathon that I completed and I was asking her for tips. But I wouldn't share on the show what I was doing other than I'm training for a big event. So we got into a really great dialogue about different tips, but then people got to know me on a different level as well versus just about the leadership and life, because all of that translated was about the perseverance. It's about the focus and all of these other things that they can relate to.
So I'd love to actually ask a different question now, and that is, what are some of like the funniest moments that you've had in podcasting? Do you guys have any like ridiculous, redunculous stories that you want to share? I'm hearing a gasp coming from Debbie Dashinger.
Yeah, no, the timing is so perfect. This is like, I'm being really transparent, people. So this is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream. Oy vey. I don't know what's happening with me, but So it's called a coughing fit, and it happens about 20 minutes into the interview, and it's happened multiple times. Like this,
you or the guest?
Me.
Oh, you.
Me, right? I'm supposed to be showing up really professional. So I'm going to just call myself out. It's happened with Dr. Laura Berman. And, you know, you'd think it was subject matter. Oh, you were talking about sex. No. I mean, and it's so bad that I have now gotten water suckers. What do you call them? Coughing lozenges that I put in my drawer just in case. Yeah, it's so bad.
I'm laughing at suckers every time.
Yeah, because it's from New York. I don't know how to say it out here. And you sucker. I feel like a sucker. So it was a thing, right? But this was, by the way, after I was sick after the last New Media Summit. So I blamed it on that.
Blame on Steve Alter.
But then it was all about Steve. And then it went away. And I am telling you, I interviewed freaking Ken Honda, the Japanese phenom. And I thought about it that morning like, oh, I haven't had a coughing fit. Ah, and I went on with my day. I swear to God, if you guys believe in manifestation, this was ugly. So I'm in the middle with this really big coup, right? Getting him on my show. And we're 20 minutes in and I feel it like, dun-dun, 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 dun-dun. So I'm like really trying to be cool. And I reach over and grab a little water. I'm like nodding my head, but inside I'm like, fuck. And he's still talking. He's like not at his point yet. So I can't like full out cough. I'll interrupt the guy, right? So I'm like still like in boom, 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 worse and worse. I'm like really trying to gently lean in there and like, and I'm on camera. So I throw a lozenge in my mouth. Same thing. It's getting worse and worse and worse. And then I'm like leaning off to the side and I know it's going down. I'm going to have to like say to, I couldn't even talk. I had to raise my finger and say, I go in the kitchen. I live in Los Angeles, like the most toxic water in the world. I'm drinking out of the sink and sticking water down my throat just to like calm my system down. And I go back. Now, most of you will think this is hilarious, but I go back and I say to him, don't worry, we'll edit that out. I'm going to tell you, I know nothing about editing. I have no clue how to edit it. Like, I don't know if I'm supposed to go to Fiverr because I've never had to do this before. So I just want to say, like, when you guys talk about live and all that, like, what do you do in a moment like that? Because it's bad. And thank God for understanding how to connect synergistically, because it was a beautiful interview. Everything. And, like, we honestly didn't miss a beat, if that's possible. We picked right back up. He was incredibly gracious. But it's a bit of a thing, I got to say, this coughing fit. And I don't know, you know, if there are healers out there, I'm like open season, whatever. But yeah, it'd be bad. It'd be really bad. Yeah, Michael, you got some wisdom.
Well, just worst show guest ever.
Debbie Dashinger.
Because, no, but you just reminded me of some of the crazy crap that happens on shows. And so I swear this guest was late to show up for the interview, and I thought, all right, well, let me reach out to him. And it sounded like when he answered, it sounded like he was in a restroom, probably in a hotel, because it had that echoey kind of sound. And then I thought I heard a stall door, and I'm surprised I didn't hear the zipper go up. And so he starts talking to me. I go, well, let's. He's like, okay, let's get this thing rolling. And I'm like, all right, let's go. So we started recording, and as he's talking, I ask him one question, and he goes into this long story, this diatribe, and I swear I hear him exiting the building. I hear him walking now outdoors on asphalt, it sounds like. Then I hear a car beep, door open, engine start. I'm like, my God, this guy did not even set aside some quiet time for the interview. And he's still, this whole time, going on. Answer to question number one. At the end of it, and I swear it took him about 18 minutes, 18 minutes to answer my one question. I think it was his TED Talk, and he was delivering it to me as part of the interview. And so I tell him at the end, I'm like, you know what? I think we're going to need to redo that part. I got to ask you that question again because I heard all these other sounds in the background. And he got all in a miff and he's like, that was 18 minutes of like my best. I'm like, sorry, but I heard all these background noises and everything. And he's like, all right. And he delivered again almost verbatim. Worst show ever, I swear. It was just, I mean, he was one of those people who just wanted to get his voice, whatever he wanted to say, that was all it was about. And so don't do that on a show.
Did you air it?
Yeah, great question. I did air it, and normally I don't give his name, but I can tell you. I'll just tell you as a side note, it was episode 69, which is fitting because it totally ate it.
What are his initials?
It's literally gotten the worst. The worst downloads of all of my shows. Worst all-time downloads. Yeah, it was terrible.
I'm sorry, there was an intro.
A little bit. Episode 69. And I keep forgetting to say, this is Michael Dealer with Consciously Speaking.
You're so awesome, you guys. Yeah, have you guys ever been cleansing when you've had a podcast episode? I decided I was going to batch process all out of my episodes for the end of the year. So I did 4 straight back-to-back days of podcasting this like first week of this month, and I decided to cleanse that week. And it was like the hottest time of the year in San Diego, and we have no AC. So I had the windows closed. Kind of like right in here right now. And so I'm like sitting on one of the things, and it's back to back, and the other one had run over because of a technical glitch on their side. And I'm like, oh my God, I've got to go to the bathroom so bad. So I literally had to be like, I'm so sorry, but could you just give me a minute? I'm cleansing, and I had to leave the room. It was terrible. And I'm like, please don't let them hear it flush.
Oh my God.
Any of you guys had anything like that?
Well, that brings a whole new meaning to batch processing.
I can't even go in this. I'm going to drop that topic. This is Lou Diamond from Thrive Lab, and want to jump into, I guess, the worst interview ever was. I ended up interviewing this. This is an episode that did not air because it turned out that this woman, I guess, saw the name of my show and may have thought that the topic matter was a little bit different than what Thrive Loud was supposed to be. And literally, this woman is a lady of the night. Is that the correct way of saying this? But she had a book out about all the things that, you know, her experiences. And she literally just started right out by saying, what's our language code on this show?
Make it like a bleepity bleep.
Okay, a bleepity bleep. So I was bleeping this guy. That's how she opens her line. And I go, excuse you? I'm looking at her bio, and part of it was my mistake because I had been looking at a bio of somebody else because her publicist sent me the wrong information, and this woman was – then I started to look on the websites, and these websites, by the way, have now caused more bugs and things. Exactly. So I never put it on because mostly it was the best, but I continued with the interview because I was so freaking curious.
That's awesome.
So this one turned out all right. This is Morgan with Intuitive Wisdom for Modern Transformation. And I'm early in podcasting. Like I'm not even in the double digits yet. And I make a big request of Roger James Hamilton. So this international speaker, big following, never thought it would happen. And he said yes. And so I'm like, all right, I got to take advantage of this. I got to like upgrade my system and downloaded Zoom. And I did like some technology trials, like run throughs. And there's a bunch of buttons you have to touch, or, you know, to click on to change them from just being an attendant to being a panelist, to open up their video, to open up their audio. And I had done it a few times because I want to be prepared. And he is zooming in from Thailand, so big time difference. It's getting coordinated by his VA in Australia, and I can't find the button. And my adrenals dump, like you immediately sweat,
cleansing.
Stink, your brain. I blame it on the technology. I'm like, this happened before. We just have to back out of Zoom and restart. So I'm just hoping the next time I can find the right button. He comes back on again, and I'm like, do I have this inner part of me that's going to like saboteur? I'm like, do I have a saboteur acting up here? And I finally find the button. I am sweating so bad that I don't even remember entering the interview. And I'm just, I kind of black out, you know? It's like I come to after a long night out on town. I blacked out. And then, like, the show's winding down and we're congratulating each other. And I, like, click off. And all of a sudden, my FaceTime is blown up with his VA from Australia. And I'm like, oh, she's going to, like, rip me. I have just, I've gone sideways on this track. I don't even know what happened. And she's so happy. That's the best interview he's ever given. You totally know who he is. You ask the best questions. They ended up using it for advertising around the world because it was an interview. And this is what I was going to share earlier. Knowing somebody enough to give them an interview nobody else has ever given them, because they've already answered A through G 100 times. Like, I love to, like, throw up a lob ball like they're a child so they can knock it out of the front yard, right? But then I also want to ask them that sidetrack question that nobody else asked them, so we get to know more about them on a level that they've not received. So what I would say is know your technology, because it's so stressful to, like, have maybe a one-shot deal and to not be able to follow through with it. But I was such a hot mess. I blacked out on air and still landed on my feet like a cat. So anyway, that's my story.
Hi, this is Kim Seltzer, Charisma Quotient. And obviously, I talk a lot about dating, right? So I don't have, like, one particular story, although I've had a lot of bad dates on podcasts. You know what I mean by that? Like, where, so I will explain, because this is actually the same skill in podcasting goes along with dating. And that is where you feel like you're in a Q&A session. Thank you very much. Oh, man.
Where DJ Lou D.
My phone just died.
It did. Right, where you feel like you're in a Q&A session, an interview, but not a conversation, where there's this, like, there's, you know, you ask a question and there's this, like, weird, like, silence. Or there's not this sense of, like, charisma or connection on the other end, where you just feel like you're pulling teeth. So I don't have, like, one particular example, but I've had many interviews like that. And I was just thinking about that. I'm like, oh, my God, that's just like dating. You know, it's just like, what can we do to flow with the conversation? And to me, that would be my tip, is to really, like, have that conversation flow.
When you're using Zoom, and also thinking about if you're doing the batch process, when you're having those podcasts back to back, make sure you're giving a window of time so you have a break before your next guest shows up, because then the other guests sometimes will get booted out, because, you know, it has a 40-minute timeline for only so many people, and then a third person comes in and all of a sudden it cuts off the interview.
Yeah.
I've only had it happen once, okay. But it was like, okay, don't do that. What's your biggest error?
My biggest error? I can tell
that. All right.
I had Doug Sandler on my podcast.
DJ Doug. That was your big error.
I'm sorry. That was it. That's all I had. Are you going to join us here?
Not me.
That's all right, but you could say hello. Special guest here, who's also been a videographer here as well.
Oh, you guys are sweet. Hi, everybody. It's Holly Mignosi.
I want to introduce you. Hey.
All right.
She's my soul sister of over 20 years. Just so you know, we met in Hawaii back in 99.
Feeling fine.
Soul, no surfing, but soul sister.
Soul sister. Yeah.
And she's amazing. So, Holly Mignosi.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't have any big errors, I suppose, and big blunders in interviewing.
Sorry, what do you do, Holly?
What do I do? I'm a speaker.
You've been a podcast guest.
And a speaking coach, and I've been a podcast guest. That is correct. Yes.
Where would we find you if we wanted to know more?
Yeah, you can find
here
me
in this
San
hotel
Diego
room.
As well as at hollymignosi.com. Oh. Thank you, Morgan. Getting all these cool props, everybody. But for those of you that I think want to be a guest on a show, I can talk to you about that. And to have a relationship, right? The podcasters, even if they're icons, they're people with relationships and feelings. And a good sense of humor goes a long way. So use your intuition and get in proximity and reach out. Listen to their podcast. Rate, review, and show them some love before you ask for that first date.
Best advice we've had so far.
Podcasters need love too.
Anybody else?
So we were talking about mistakes, right? Melanie Benson.
You're perfect. No,
I know. I try really hard to make a mistake once in a while.
Never had a cookie.
He said you've never had a cookie. I need to hand him the mic.
Where are you going with that?
I have no idea. Continue.
You know, I've made so many mistakes, but I think one of the ones I've made too often is forgetting to hit record.
Shush.
Yes. And so, and then when you, what happens is we're having the pre-conversation and I pause it because I'm like, oh, I don't want to put my editor through all this hassle. And then I would get so into it, I would forget. So I actually literally put a freaking note right on my screen. Hit record.
Wait, can I give some advice on this? This is the best thing.
What?
The minute that they come on, record immediately, because some of the best stuff you sometimes get is before the interview even starts. And then you might even use that at the end or do something like that.
I have auto record. But that was worth me coming the whole thing. No.
I agree.
That was really good. I was trying to save my editor time, but see what happens when you're too efficient? You actually make more mistakes.
Can we ask Lou what were those? Can we ask, this is Debbie Dashinger.
I love how she does that every single time.
Ish. I would like to ask Lou, what are those equipment pieces that you were going to share with us?
I can share a piece about Zoom. So for Zoom, you can actually configure it to record separate audio tracks. And you can turn on original sound and have it optimized for video editors, which actually gives you the best quality audio that you can have. And then if you have the paid, and I don't know about Canada, but in the U.S., if you have the paid, you have the paid subscription, then you actually can keep it for an hour. And I actually have a waiting room, too, so they just get blocked over there, and then I chat with them and say, hey, can you leave and come back in after the interview's over? And I think Lou's got something to add.
Yeah,
So I happen to use Acuity scheduling for my scheduling, and I have it set up so that every single podcast interview that a guest, once they book to come on the show, they create their own room in Zoom. So when I go into my Zoom calendar, I actually can see podcast interview with Debbie, with Kim, et cetera. And it's one after the other, and they're separate rooms. So they can't get into, like, the room. They could be in the waiting room beforehand. But if my interview is running over in interview one, and now I'm going to interview two, when I leave that one and I go that in, then the guest is allowed in there. But it's never going to overlap so you don't actually collide into somebody else's show or run into the problem that they don't let you in or kick someone out.
It's a beautiful thing. All right, so we're going to wrap it on up here because we got to go down and dance at the dance party and do the giddy up.
Giddy up.
So here's what I want to do to wrap it up. One to two sentences, if you could leave a piece of advice for the podcaster on their journey, what would it be? Starting with Michael Neely.
I would say get a mentor, hire Debbie or someone like Debbie with a lot of wisdom in the world of podcasting to help you because – you know, how many mistakes have we accumulatively made in this room? Yeah, and in one show. Yeah, tonight. So learn from people who've been through the ropes and had the mistakes so you don't have to make the same ones.
This is Melanie Benson, Amplifier Success Podcast. You know, one of the mistakes I think a lot of people make when starting a podcast is they don't really start with the end in mind. And I know it's really exciting to follow your passion and you have this idea. And you may do like years of this podcast and then one day wake up and go, why did I spend all that time and energy creating a podcast that's not giving me anything? So maybe take a little bit of time to really think about like, what's the end game for this podcast? How can I monetize it? How can I use it to attract clients? That was way too long, wasn't it?
Those are sentences-ish.
This is Morgan. And no matter how amazing your hair was in the 80s, you still needed a new haircut in the 90s. And so if you want to get motivated, go look at Gary Vee's old stuff. Horrible. Just get started. Don't get hung up on perfection. I agree with Michael. Find a coach, do it well to start, and just get started. You're going to evolve from there.
I still have 80s hair, and I own it.
And you look fabulous,
I look
Debbie.
Fabulous. I look like I come from Texas. This is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream. You know, this is my dealio. Because I know in the world of entrepreneurship and small business, we're told to do everything. Go write a book. Go do videos on YouTube. Go do a podcast. Go be a podcast guest. Go write a book. You know, I do not believe that at all. I do believe we each have a sweet spot where we resonate. So if, like, for Holly, she's amazing on stage, girl, go rock the stage, right? For me, for Shizzle, it's camera. I'm supposed to be on camera. And if there's a mic there, too, that's even more fabulous. So there's that piece. I am deliciously selfish. For me, because this is work, right? People podcasting, it's not like, you know, cigar, walk in the park. It's work. I'm doing it over 12 years because I loves it so much. I have to be curious. So who I choose to be on my show is everything. That conversation that it pulls me in, that I feel like a kid with a million questions and I don't want that hour to end because it's painful. I could keep going. That's so, so important to me, that I choose who will be a masterclass for my life. And my show over 12 years completely has evolved who I am. So I say, make the show honestly about you. Pick the subject you frickin' love, you love to talk about, you're so curious about, and you can't wait to show up for. Ta-da, ish.
Beautiful. So 2 to 3 sentences, ish.
Ish. Ish. Oh, wait. This is Kim Seltzer-ish.
Well,
no, I mean, and from the Charisma Quotient. And, you know, for me, actually, it's about confidence. And, you know, I define confidence as experience. And so most of us get paralyzed and we don't have the experience. Therefore, we're not confident. So my thing is similar to what you're saying. It's more about just doing it and putting yourself into action. I hid behind going on a lot of other people's podcasts because I thought that, you know, it was more of a self-worth thing. Like, well, I can go on other people's podcasts, but oh my God, I can't find mine. You know, but finding your voice and actually putting yourself out there will build that confidence and make connections. And you will find your voice and you will find your tribe because of it.
Hi, everyone. It's Deborah Kozowski from The Millionaire Woman Show. One of the things I'd recommend is go listen to other podcasts that you really admire. Check out their style. And chances are, if it resonates with you, do it in your own way, but rinse and repeat what you admire. And also look at the type of guests that they have on their show that you could tap into as well by, you know, commenting on those individuals' podcasts, sharing it with others, and saying, you know what, I really like this. Be very specific when you're giving feedback about a show you really like.
This is Lou Diamond from Thrive Loud. I'll do it how I sign off my show, which is my message to everybody. Be brief, be bright, be gone. Get your message out there quickly. Have an offer, a little bit of brilliance that the listeners will really get something out of there. And go do whatever you do next. And then you'll get to the next show. Be brief, be bright, be gone.
Beautiful. We are going to be brief, be bright, and be gone.
Come to the New Media Summit.
Yeah, so this is the end of the New Media Summit Icon Posse Unplugged episode-ish. We've so enjoyed having this time with you. Thanks for sharing this episode with us. And if you're feeling called to the New Media Summit, it's an amazing event. These are just some of the extraordinary souls that are here to invite you to potentially be on their show if you come to that and you learn a ton. So thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you next time on Podcasters on Purpose. Yay!
This is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream, and I hope that you enjoyed this podcast posse episode. Hopefully you got some illumination about what it's like to be part of the podcast world. I loved being a part of that group, my friends, the podcasters. Now, what do I do out in the world? I'm a media visibility authority, and I coach you on how to finally write your book. Not only write your book, but write a page turner while you're at it.
And I've got a company that has a service that's fully done for you. I help you take your book and guarantee that it becomes an international bestseller. And finally, I've got an ongoing class called the Ultimate Visibility Formula. They always get booked. So if you want in, head over to debbied.net/visibility. That's debbied.net/visibility and join the Ultimate Visibility Formula, how to get booked on interviews, on radio and podcast in 60 days or less, even if you don't have any publicity knowledge. I am a certified coach and I help my clients stop living in the shadows so they finally stand out to fulfill their big purpose. Now, in over 12th year, I think it's 12 and a half, I've been hosting the Dare to Dream podcast. I've written 3 international bestsellers, contributed to anthologies, and I've been interviewed on over 1,000 media outlets. So I teach you what I do out in the world. If you would like an introductory visibility strategy session so you can receive an immediate plan for visibility strategy so you become a go-to expert, schedule a session, stop being the best kept secret, and instead become known as the powerhouse leader you really are. You can go to debbiedashinger.com, debbiedashinger.com, and go ahead, schedule a call with me. If you want to join my ultimate visibility formula, it's at debbied.net/visibility so you can start being interviewed on radio and podcasts today.